streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide. The Streets Don't Love You Back are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The Streets Don't Love You Back feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs, or I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off, just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks, just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point, to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Dance all night. left to right, side to side. Let's go. Oh yeah, hit the dance floor. And only thing you got to do is move, move, move. Left to right, left, right, left, right. Girl, move forward, forward, move forward, move forward, move forward.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Definitely Don't Love You Back. We got a great guest in the house tonight. Got my man Curtis in the building from Dreamcatchers, doing a lot of great things here in Maricopa, Arizona. And without further ado, we're going to bring my main man in. Hey, hey,
how you
Curtis,
doing, my
how
brother?
You doing, my friend? Oh,
I'm
man,
doing well. Thank you for
jamming,
having me.
Baby, moving forward. Yeah, all day.
I
man.
Hear you.
I just wanted to get straight to it, man. You know, let the viewers know how did you start the Dreamcatchers and what do that consist of with our young kids in the community?
Okay, well, I got started with Dreamcatchers, my brother, just because I coached my boys. I've been coaching for the last 15, 20 years and here in Maricopa. We just didn't have the type of activities that I had when I was a youth growing up. I mean, we have a lot of recreational activities, but everything costs so much out here. And just decided that I would try and put something together where kids in our community didn't have to always pay to get involved with some of the sports out here. You know, and asking God, what are my talents, what are my skills? And he, you know, just kind of opened it up. You coach and you mentor. So why don't you use your skills that I've gifted you with to share with your community? You know, just what you do with your family. So that's how Dreamcatchers came about. I started mentoring to my boys and their friends and was coaching them, and they just started picking up, and it built a fire inside of me, and to start thinking about the my 5D philosophy and how I can implement that, which I've been teaching my boys, and how I can help my community, which is dedication, determination, discipline, desire. And with those 4Ds right there, if you apply them and believe in yourself, you will reach your destiny that God has already created for you. So that kind of is where I'm at with Dreamcatchers and what we do and why we do it, and it's very exciting for me, my brother.
My man, well, I'm glad to hear that, man, you know what I mean, because I had the honor and pleasure of meeting you, and when we met each other, you know, it clicked like sparks in the wind, you know, and we've been grinding ever since and
yes,
promoting
indeed.
That and putting that Dreamcatchers out there in their face, you know. So how did you and your main man, Damone, get involved together with the Dreamcatchers? Break that down to us.
Well, the way me and Coach Damone, he's been such a blessing to my family and Dreamcatchers. The way we united is, as I say, we both coached in the Maricopa recreational youth program. And we're pretty competitive brothers. And he also has a son, his name, we call him Junior, but he's Damone DeMar Junior, the second. And him and my son, they're the same age. Well, I have three boys, Curtis Burton Junior, Devin Burton, and Brandon. But Devin and Junior are the same age. And like I say, we're competitive. So we play basketball against each other. We play flag football against each other. And we decided upon challenging each other that we had some of the same like qualities and some of the same goals in heart. And we had kind of stepped away from the rec because we really wanted to develop our kids. And I had the opportunity to coach freshman basketball. And so he also assisted with that staff. And we got to know each other even more. And after that, we decide that we want to team up instead of competing against each other, which was fun. Let's try and grow together and see if we can also help our community grow and try to compete with outside cities like Chandler and Ahwatukee as far as putting our own kids together on the same team and using the qualities and the skills that they have. So that's how me and Coach DeMond got together. He's a very, very dedicated young man, him and his wife, Renee. They're great, and I'm just so happy that God blessed us to bring our friendships together and work as a team.
My man, that sounds very, very good, because when the creator brings something together, you already know it's, you know, dynamic, you know what I'm saying? And that's the key, what you said, you know, when he brings the blessing together, you know the blessing is genuine and we can move forward with the blessing. It ain't nothing we got to stay stagnated on, you know? So
absolutely.
I really want to ask you also, Curtis, what is it that you want Maricopians to get out of?
I would like for our community to know that our motto is, if you dream it, you can achieve it, with the 5D philosophy. If you apply those 5Ds to your life, you can be whatever you want to be. And it doesn't matter how much money you have, what background you come from. As long as you know inside of you that you can do it, we're here to help you figure out a way to achieve your goals, as long as they're positive, productive, and they're going to help you help other people also. We're about helping people. We're not about being selfish. We're not about just trying to let our light shine, because we truly feel like if we help you shine your light, you're going to go on and pass that on to someone else and help their light shine. And if everybody's light is shining, there's no more dark paths.
My man, and that's a great way to put it right there, you know. And also want to get to what made you and the Dream Catchers want to get involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back organization and our Life Skill Intervention Program?
Oh, bro, man, that was so – Brother Boyd, I heard so much about you before I met you. And when I met you, it was like I already knew you. I met a lot of different individuals in the community. They heard about what I was doing. They kept saying, you know, Rob Boyd, he doing Got the Streets Don't Love You Back. And I was like, no, I haven't met him yet because of my work schedule. I'm working, or either I was out coaching with the kids, home with the wife. I didn't really have a social lifestyle if it wasn't coaching the kids. So
right,
some things happened, gave me some time on some free time where I can get out and interact, and then I bumped into you, and we sat out and talked, and it was like we knew each other. For me, it felt like I had knew you already, brother, and the things that you were doing, it just was exciting for me because I kind of can relate to opportunities for people that have bumped their head, so I'll so say. And 9 times out of 10, those opportunities, if you bump your head hard enough, what we call it, busted to the white meat, life is kind of over for you. But for what you have implemented to give people a second chance, give brothers and sisters a second chance that have bumped their head really hard and paid the price already, but now they're trying to get back into society and be productive citizens, that's something that I have a heart for, helping people help themselves. And when I saw what you were doing, I thought that was great. And I talked to your guy. Help me out here, brother. His name is coming
Vader
short
man.
Right now. Yes,
Vader
I
man.
Talked to him, and, man, he's so – he was so excited, and he's very competitive too. I talked to him, and he helped me understand how, because I really didn't understand how we could work together, but I just wanted to be a part of helping, you know, do what you were doing anyway, because it was a good, productive thing for our people to get back into society and be successful. But he was saying that Dream Catchers would be another way where kids that are making not-so choices, before they get to that point, they can have another outlet. And I thought that was great. And once we sat down and talked, you explained your life skill, I was like, man, this is what we need. And if I can help you implement this even more, just passing the word on, just teaching the courses, learning the course, that I think that's just an awesome thing, and it's a blessing to everybody that gets involved with it. So I'm just excited that, you know, you welcomed me on to Streets Don't Love You Back, and I'm glad to be a part of that, my brother, just to know that I have a connection that knows about the streets for real, because the streets don't love you back if you don't love them right.
Amen on that, brother, you know. And another thing, man, I'm glad that you and Damone took initiative to come to me and my wife's program. And another thing, when you and Damone get through and graduate, well, then you and Damone will be eligible to do the program for me and my wife and teach the program, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because me and my wife is in the whole Pinell County now, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
I was moving so much during the week, you know, I was in Maricopa on Mondays, I was in Phoenix on Thursdays and Sunday. But praise God that a young man who's been working with me and my wife for 2 years, Patrick, he went through our course, mm-hmm. graduated, got a certificate, and we made him our first instructor in Phoenix. So me and my wife don't
awesome.
Have to travel to Phoenix now. He takes
that's,
care of the whole
great.
Class in Phoenix, you know? And this
that's
is
great.
What me and my wife need here in Pinell County, because we so large now, you know? Like I said, we in Maricopa Courthouse, been there 2 years, Eloy, Casa Grande, Apache Junction, and in all the prisons in Arizona. So this thing has done took off like a wildflower, and we need all the people that's really about helping people move forward and helping people get educated on making better choices and better ways of life, you know. So Dream Catcher and the Streets Don't Love You Back, that's a great fit because, like you said, if you dream it, you can achieve it, you know. But at the same time,
yes,
you got to also know the streets don't love you back while you're trying to achieve that dream. And you can't let nothing get in your way and stay stagnated because you'll fall by the wayside. Some get up, some die, you know?
Right, right. And you need some life skills to learn how to survive. Right.
Amen. Along right. with throwing that football or that baseball. You got to know how
right.
to live, too, now.
Right, you got to know how to live.
I mean, yeah. How many talented people we done seen through the years that done had millions of dollars, and then you look around, you'd be like, wow, is that JoJo on the corner over there? JoJo done,
right.
he done spent the whole $400 million. And he asking you for
right.
a dollar for a wine, you know? So we
right.
have to educate these people, man, because you can be talented, but once again, you have to know the skills to live, too, with that money and with that talent, to keep the money and not let the money get away from you, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, we got my man Curtis in the building tonight from Dream Catchers. We're going to take a short break. We're going to put him on hold, and we're going to come back with my main man, Curtis, in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned, Curtis. We'll be right back at you.
All right now. Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh?
What's good?
Can't make no shots, man.
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love
you. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
Proof. Just don't stop going for your dream to achieve in your life. Got plan to achieve. Man, it feel good to see my people succeed.
Yourself. I wish that you knew then what I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay, TV missing again. My hat was on top of it, I guess he must have dropped the wind. Fuck, I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up and come into a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood know what you do and don't respect you. Battle between what to hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Eric up. Pop gone on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough of dinner is rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night, the product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I wanna bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops, king of my men. But then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized when I died. One way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing, what I'm doing.
Community, family, and protecting dreams. These are the things that the Chris K. Hart Agency of American Family Insurance believes in. We all have dreams, and the Chris K. Hart Agency can partner with you and the people most important to help make those dreams become reality. Whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or protecting the ones you love most with life insurance. Let's dream fearlessly and reach for the stars. Now, if you're in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, you can call 602-235-0071. If you're in the Pinal County area, you can call 520-350-2500. And if you're trying to reach the American Family Insurance Agency online, go to www.chriskhallagency.com. Or you can go to ccahall@amfam.com. We keep it fam around here. Dream fearlessly.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're right back in the building, like I said, with my main man, Curtis in the house, Dream Catchers All Day. We're going to bring you back in. Back at you, Curtis.
How you doing, my brother?
Oh, man, you know, we take that commercial break and we come right back at him, you know?
All right, all right.
Yeah, so any last words you would like to say to the people, Curtis, and if they need to get in touch with you in Des Moines, give them some information, some emails or some phone numbers or something to get in touch with Dream Catchers.
Okay. Thank you, brother, for giving me this opportunity. So you can contact myself, Curtis Burton, at CELBURTON87@gmail.com, or you can catch us on the website at www.dreamcatchersyouthacademy.com. Coach Damone, you can contact him at website address again. That is DEMONEDEMAR@msn.com. Let me say that again. That's DEMONEDEMAR@msn.com.
My man.
Our numbers will be on the website also.
I also want to ask you this right here before you get off there, Curtis.
Okay.
What role do your children and what role do your wife play in the Dream Catchers?
Oh, they play a big, important role, a very big, important role. My wife is, she's a great support. She gives me ideas as far as how to implement some of the things that I would like to do in the community. My boys, they play a major part, because if they wasn't doing the things and achieving the goals that I'm trying to teach other youth, why would any other kid want to listen to me? So my son, CJ, he's awesome. All three of them are awesome. But he's on the National Junior Honor Society. He made all A's but the second part of all last year. My son, Devin, he's making honor roll. So CJ set the limit. Now Devin, he's trying to, this is his first year to be actually inducted into the National Junior Honor Society if he makes all A's and B's. So that's his goal for this year.
Oh, man.
And so Brandon. Yes. And Coach Damar's son is doing the same thing, just making good grades, and his wife is very supportive.
Staying
too, brother.
Focused.
Yes, sir.
That's great, man. That's what we love to hear, man, you know. And when your boys and you and Coach Damone came out to our giveaway, that was y'all first time ever coming to one of me and my wife's actually giveaways. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. And that was exciting. They was very impressed with the things that you had to offer to the community and how much you had, man. And that was just great for them to be a part of and see that.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought the kids out, and I'm glad you had a chance to talk to Senator Smith and, you know, people that support me and my wife, you know, the city council, the senators, the judges, the mayor, and, I mean, just everybody that's anybody in the state of Arizona supports our organization. And that's something that we built. That's been something that just came right away, you know. So me and my wife is always glad of the relationships that we build with people, and the relationships we build with these people. They are able to help us continuously move forward to help more people and more people. And them are the type of people me and my wife like to lock ourselves with, you know, that can help us help more people. Because at the end of the day, like I tell anybody, once you leave this earth, you only have two things to look forward to, and that's your works that you did while you were living and the memories that you left. So always try to make the greatest memories you can and do all the great work you can. And that's what I tell people every time. That's the key.
That's what's up. Beautiful. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that's
when you die,
up.
Nobody ain't going to be drinking around the table for 10 years saying, oh, you know, this, that, and the third. They're going to be out saying, oh, man, Coach Damone and Coach Curtis, man, they was great people, man. They took care of the kids. They educated the kids. They coached the kids. You want them great memories where it's always talked about, like a Martin Luther King, longevity, you know, and that's the mission me and my wife been on since day one, you know. It's all about longevity and just helping the people, you know.
Right. We all on the mission, brother, and I'm glad to be a part of it and learn from you and continue to try to help people while they help themselves.
Yeah. Hey, we're glad that you and Damone is a part of the team now, man. And like I say, I'm looking forward to continuously working with you two and y'all going through the program. That means a lot to me and my wife. And y'all be able to teach the program if you feel like it once you graduate and get your certificate, and you'll know exactly how I teach the program. And once you teach it, you'll know how to teach it and help the kids along the way, you know? And that's the key.
Right. And I'm going to plan to try to get out there to the when you feed the homeless on one of these first Sundays, you know?
Anytime.
And making
you
know,
yesterday,
that would have been great. The short notice, but I know now every first Sunday, and I'll put it on my calendar to try to make it out to either September or October. Church will have to free me up a little bit, you know.
We always there, baby, so, you know, you're always welcome to come, you know. And once again, Curtis, appreciate having you on the show, man. Give that information out one more time, how to get in touch with you and Coach Damone, and we'll close it out.
So you can contact us on www.dreamcatchersyouthacademy.com or email us at clburton87@gmail.com or you can email Coach Damone at demonedemar@msn.com. Hope to hear from you guys.
Right, that sounds like a winner. Thanks for coming through, man, and thanks for blessing the show tonight, man, with that presence, man. And send our love to the family, your wife and kids, and let's continue moving forward.
All right, my brother. Thanks for having me, and send my love to your wife, Lucinda. Thank you.
Without a doubt, man. Y'all have a great evening, man. Thanks for coming through.
All right, you too, brother. Stay blessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Born Da Vinci. Shahid the Great. The crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birthed to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my pen bursts, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Soar from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brain's in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the trade. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm
I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gone, sir. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yeah, it took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak hearted and can't hold water when it come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses. Plus a few shooters with murder, land, rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world because I made it regardless. All the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'm away to the top and make the stars
and yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gonna star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here at the Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show in the world. We done had a great show tonight with Curtis, the coach, and man, it's always a blessing to have good people on the show. And we want to give a shout out to Coach Damone as well and the whole Dream Catchers team over there, you know. So get in contact with them. You got the contact information if you listen to the segment. And me and my wife just want to say, if you have not joined the organization, please log on to our website, www.thestreetsonlovyouback.com, and get involved. Also, don't forget, we got the Sons of a Preacher new documentary out, and that's a $20 donation. All information is on our main website. You can get our books. I mean, just so much, you know. And we really appreciate all our supporters around the world, and we look forward to hollering at you again tomorrow. Peace and love, and God bless.